I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend marks the opening of archery season in West Virginia. Yes, I'm sure everybody's excited about that, but have you made your safety check yet? We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. Almost everybody who bow hunts does so from a tree stand, but do you wear your safety harness? Lieutenant Colonel Dave Trader of the DNR's law enforcement section says it's not a complicated step to take to save your life.
Over the years, you know, the different styles have just, you know, completely evolved, you know, from the old style where you had to kind of step into this four-point deal and get hooked up to now. I mean, a lot of times it's just as easy as putting on a vest and, you know, and then clip it onto your climbing rope. So it's really easy.
And Trader adds, a lot of times the most dangerous time people aren't wearing them.
Well, I think the most important thing is for everybody to use a safety strap or a harness or belt, you know, when they're up in the tree stand. And the reason I say that is that most people, it seems like, will wear it, but they wait until they're actually up into the tree stand before they put it on. And there's four critical times when people get hurt, and that's going up or down, you know, up and down the tree, and then climbing into and out of the actual stand. So, you know, basically people are bypassing those four critical times.
Make sure you're using the right stand as well.
There's different, you know, weight ratings. You know, then I think you look at also, you know, you go hunt with a buddy. So you might look at a, you know, two-person ladder stand. You might look at a self-climber if you're wanting to, you know, if you're wanting to utilize it to go to different spots and you're kind of a mobile sort of guy. But again, you know, matching the equipment for the type of use that you want to enjoy out there is really important. And then also taking an extra step to check it itself to make sure it's, you know, from one year to the next, it may be one of the the bolts didn't loosen up, or maybe when the straps have gotten torn.
Sometimes the safety harness can be a hassle, but consider the alternative.
Now, you know, how much is being in the hospital for months or potentially, you know, causing your family to suffer through, you know, your loss, you know, because you didn't survive the incident. So I think just taking that little bit of extra time to get, you know, up to where you want to be safely is so important. And, you know, it's certainly going to allow you to continue to enjoy the sports that you want to enjoy.
Also, if you use a homemade tree stand, those are not recommended at all. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.